This is Corporate Cafecito, where we discuss career development and entrepreneurial growth strategies. I'm Mario Rodriguez.
Y yo soy Nayeli Suarez Guez. Go get your cafecito and let's talk about professional growth. Today, we're going to talk about the skill sets you need. And I break down skill sets into three different steps. One, the innate skill sets. The other ones are acquired, and the third ones are required. So when you think about your skill set and the ones that are innate, those are the ones that just come naturally. You just gravitate to those. I remember, you know, my son, my youngest one, he loves puzzles. Like, he always goes naturally to trying to solve things. My oldest one, he is an empath. He wants to make sure everybody is comfortable. Like, you just see these things naturally progress and come out. It's just part of your personality. Mine would be like talking in front of a stage or on a stage to people. Things that are just innate to you. Innate by nature means they're just part of who you are. If you had to think about Mario's innate skill set, I would tell you he is an awesome sense of calm. This man does not get flustered. He maintains his calm, his very soothing voice. He's very chill all times.
Even killed. So I thought you were talking about your son.
No, I'm talking about you, Mario.
Yeah, it's just that balance, right? Of I remember one time I was an assistant manager years ago, and the manager that I had at the time, he was more of a commanding leader. And I was more, he used to call us the yin and the yang. I would balance him out. It's like, all right, you can say that differently to make a different impact, yeah. Right? So that's another skill set, right, is the soft skills that you acquire with time. I remember one of my leaders and mentors, she says to this day, words matter. It's how you say it, how you deliver it, right? Body language, that's another skill set as well that is innate, right? But then we also kind of reshape it as we grow. It's like, how does that land for someone? Because what may be accepted in one realm is not accepted in another type of deal. So knowing your audience is another skill set too that I've learned to evolve, not modify, evolve with time.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, I think about people who are very good listeners. You know, I think about people who are naturally like gifted at singing. You know, people who have these innate skill sets, they're just things that they like to do. And it's funny because a lot of personality tests will get that out of you, right? Like, it'll tell you like which one you are the best for, or like what you do gradually or naturally. Then there are the ones that are acquired. You know, think about coding. Think about like nail technicians or estheticians, like realtors, like lawyers, like those are like, you have to acquire that skill set to be a trumpet player. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's an acquired one is one where you have to work for or go to formal training. And like, I think about even just learning Excel, right? Like,
that's a whole world.
I know. And we still don't know what it can do.
Right.
And, you know, that is some of the things that are acquired, you know, and you think about an acquired taste with food. It's something that, you know, we take a gamble on, or we go on an adventure for, and we acquire these skill sets that'll make us more marketable. And then the third set of skill sets is the required, you know, I talked about like esthetician and realtors and lawyers.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
they have to be licensed. They have to be able to operate in the state they're in or other states. They have to, accountants have to know the tax code. Having a required one is more like schooling, like being a doctor or going to a trade school, an electrician, right? You don't want someone who kind of learned it on YouTube to be operating on you or wiring your house. You want someone who has gone through the formal training. So how do we create this path to these skill sets?
Yeah, I think going back to the natural skill sets, you know, I've been around great artists that were naturals, just naturals, but they were stagnant, right? Because they depended so much that it just ain't came so easy to them. And I saw others that had a determination, that acquired the required skills, right? What was the other section? Is required skills and the other
acquired,
point, acquired and required. They acquired it, you know, and then the required skills, and they just passed them up, but they weren't naturally as gifted. And so that I've seen that in the artistry. Not I'm not painting everyone with the same brush, but it's been my experience that I've seen some just stellar artists out there, singers in particular, that were just naturally gifted. But then I saw those with that determination and hunger, just dance circles around them. Like, well, what happened? You know, and so for those that are naturally gifted, you've been given something that you could take and refine and take to different, so many different levels, and you got an edge, you know, on that. Right. I remember a friend of mine, he would say, cantantes no nacen, se hacen, because singing is only, and I'll just use this as an example, is only a part of what you're doing. It's how you interact with your the crowd, the public, and how you win them over. That's when the magic really happens. So. Yeah. I think it's a compilation of taking what you've given, right, and acquiring those new skills to position you to whatever you're out to cause, right? Whatever you're trying to accomplish, is if it's a new role, if it's opening up a business, if it's a relationship you're trying to pursue, refine them, right? Keep growing on that.
So one of the things that if you go to a grocery store, which I've done lots of layouts mm-hmm. for grocery stores, you always have the things that are affinity-based, right? Like the jellies next to the peanut butter, you know, the bacons by the eggs and the breakfast sausage, you know, the yogurts by the cottage cheese. You get things that people are most likely to do together, purchase together. You always put those things next to each other because you want to create an easy, right? Like the pasta sauce is next to the pasta. You want it to be affinity based. When you think about your skill set, it should also be affinity based, right? Like if you are really good at this, what else do you need? So, you know, thinking about like Jessica, when she was here from Tecotlán, she can make a really great taco. She is a social media manager, you know? So she had to, okay, like we have this great food. How do we build around it? What do we need? What is the skill set that we need next? And almost think of it like a target, right? The target is, we make really good food. The next layer out is like, how do we make this a restaurant? Then it's like, okay, how do we build a community? Then how do we build a brand and things like that? And you have to get the skill set that's going to take you out of each one. And it's scary to navigate to them because you have to build the skill sets sometimes that we don't actually want, right? Like it may be really fun and natural to be a singer, but what if you play the piano while you do that and you have to learn how to play the piano yeah. and sing at the same time?
It's a different skill set. Yeah, it's a different skill set. And then you're navigating in uncharted water, something that's foreign to you, right? But that's where the coaches and mentors come into play, because just to see to that point, yesterday I saw a YouTube video of a singer, great singer, and he's learning how to play piano and singing. And it was just very – the approach was very – kindergartenish, right? Mm-hmm. You're playing at a pace that a beginner would be playing, despite of the age that you have. But that's where you start, right? That's where you start to start building. You start building the confidence, and you can see the progression through that video of the comfort level. And it made me think where it's like, yeah, baby steps, right? Baby steps. And then once you start feeling comfortable, then you could start doing different things or adding things to it, and you're building your confidence around that. So it's just taking one thing, right? One thing. And working on it over a period of time, and then assessing. That's the other stuff, right? How do you know that you've acquired that skill?
Right.
That's the other piece where you have to say, like, all right, what have I, now that you've acquired a skill, how have you applied it, and how have you mastered it? What would you coach someone in letting them know? It's like, hey, have this checkpoint. When would that individual know that they've acquired that skill? Like, I've not mastered it, because I don't think we master anything, but at least they're more confident in it.
So it's funny, because when you talk about learning a new language, they say when you first have your first dream in that language is when you've learned it. And I actually don't believe we'll ever be the best at anything. Like, you have to keep trying and keep doing things. I don't think there's a time where I could say, like, I know Excel.
No.
Like, I know Excel well enough for what I need it to do. I can make that thing dance.
You're proficient in it,
right?
Yeah.
And I can write, like, the macros and do some Visual Basic and put radio buttons. Like, I can do those things, and it makes me really proud to say that. But I also know that that's, like, maybe 20% of what it can do. And so the skill set isn't necessarily to learn everything, but to learn what you need to do to grow in your role.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, in order to be a good chef, Melissa, Mike, the engineer's wife, you don't need to know how to make every single dish.
No.
You'll never be able to conquer everything and say, like, you make the best of everything. So it's finding your niche of what you want to be known for and then pursuing the skill set for that. So I don't think there's ever a time where we say, check, 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 like, I'm done with this and I've mastered it, right? We could have the certificate, but if you have a certificate and you are, you know, get your journeyman card, you're an electrician, but you don't practice for 10 years,
yeah.
Just because you had the skill set doesn't mean you have it forever, and it doesn't mean that you've mastered it. So to have a skill set requires you to continuously build on it, use it, make it better, and learn from the mistakes. Gracias por tomarte tu cafecito con nosotros. If you're enjoying this, please leave a review wherever you listen.
Share and follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and also at corpcafecito.com. Let us know what you'd like to hear or if you'd like to be part of our show. One of the biggest things that I've learned over my career is the application, but also when you teach someone is where you've kind of got a mastery of it,
yeah,
because you understand it thoroughly.
Yes.
Right. And when you teach it, then it's like, okay, you comprehend it. You understand it. In that, even in the teaching, you're going to get your students that kind of challenge you and bring new insight to the subject that you're teaching out there. But yeah, that's one of the things that helped me in many aspects. If I'm able to duplicate it, I got a firm foundation of understanding it.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember, you know, you would write, like, when they would say you could bring in a notes page for your test.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody wrote really small and we made like notes page, but like right. You learned it all while you were writing the
right,
notes
right.
For the
we're
test.
Reduplicating it. Right.
Yeah.
You're rewriting the book again. Right.
So I think repetitiveness
Builds
skill set and makes you feel like a master. But then there'll be times when someone's going to learn something different or learn it better or have a different way of approaching it. And that's when, you know, like there were so many things I've learned. I'll go back to Excel because I think it's a powerhouse. But I'll go back and I'll be like, how did you do that? What, are you doing this in Excel? Like, and it just shows you a completely different way. For innate skills, so when people are like naturally gifted singers or naturally gifted mathematicians, or to really continue developing that, you do need a mentor
mm-hmm.
or a coach,
mm-hmm.
someone who does it, someone who understands your mindset and your potential and can be there and can help you navigate it. That is for an innate skill set, a coach or a mentor is the best way to continue the mastery of that skill.
Because you get to refine that piece. Just yesterday, I was watching a video of a teacher. This happens to be a music teacher. I was looking up some videos last night, and he said that what I'm going to teach you is through my window, right? And if you've said this in the past, too, it's a preference of style. Not to discard what you've been taught before of how to approach the upright bass, but I'm teaching you through my window. And so what I got from what the student said is like, well, you're the master. So he specifically now is targeting what he needs to get out of that teacher, right? So you're going to have different mentors. Where I'm going with this, you're going to have different mentors for different seasons. And a good mentor will tell you, I've given you everything I got.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to move on. And hopefully they could recommend you to someone. So know that a mentor is not forever. Now you're going to have advisors. You can have conversations. There's a difference there. A mentor is going to give you the tools and tell you how to do it. And then you're going to find your own flair and style on that. So just be conscious of the mentors will evolve with time.
Yep. And then to get an acquired skill set, you need formal training. Formal training where it says like, hey, we're going to go to this Microsoft Excel class. And when you leave there, you're going to have a certificate and we're going to spend 5 days together and we're going to teach you what this thing can do. Or, you know, if you are going through, you know, I think about like HR processes and the Shroom certificates now and all of those, like even like the Six Sigma, all of those are acquired completion certifications of like, you can do this and you've learned this process and now you are, you know, you have completed this course. And to me, an acquired skill set is really fun. To me, it's like, it always felt like electives, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So here are the classes you have to take, and here are the ones you want to take, right? And I took a SQL one over like Christmas one year. And it was just something I wanted to develop. I knew I needed that skill set to do my job. And I knew that I didn't want to depend on the people who didn't know SQL to do this work. I wanted to be able to do it as well.
Sure.
And so acquiring a skill set is, you know, you have to find a formal training for those. You want to find a training program that has like either a certificate or what do you call those, like learning credits that you could continue applying for.
Continuing education?
Yes, continuing education credits. Or, you know, go to like a community college and see what they're offering so that you could develop that skill set. One thing that I think is fun is like photography classes. And every time I see those, I'm like, that's a skill set I want to acquire, right? Like, we can all take pictures, but I can't take pictures like the girl on Instagram. Like, she's amazing.
They're filters. They're all filters.
But, like, what is the right way to do it? And what are you looking for? And what kind of sunlight do you need? And when is it best to use this versus this? And so I think an acquired skill set is something that you want to have. And you want to use. A lot of times I'll go to like job descriptions that I find interesting or attractive. And I look at what are the skill sets required. And then I'm like, how do I get that skill set? How do I get it so I could confidently put it on my resume? Mm-hmm. A lot of times when I'm coaching someone, I'll say, you know, if you know one CRM platform, would it be so crazy for you to learn a different one? Probably not. Go online and see how it is, see how it ebbs and flows, see if you can understand it. If it's a completely different thing, I get it that you're not comfortable saying you know that. But if it's so similar where it's just like the color may be different or like the platform may be a little different, you could probably understand it.
Yeah, being open to just the new technology, right? Technology is advancing so much that I've also seen new methods come out. Mm-hmm. Right? Because this person was a subject matter in a certain, let's just say, operating model. But then they also ventured out to see, hey, what are the competitor operating models? And what I've seen and what we've seen most recently, and I guess not recently, but always in technology, is just better and improved. How can we better improve and come up with something newer? And it's relative to nowadays, because some of the methods that are out there may be antiquated. It's not relevant to the generation now or where we're at.
Yes.
So in that, it's just that collaboration, that freshness that happens with that curiosity.
Yep. I love curiosity. And then the last skill set, let's talk about that one, because that is the required, right? So we can't just decide to be doctors. There's a process.
Correct.
We can't just decide to be estheticians or nail technicians. There's a process. There's a class. You have to complete it. You have to comply with this government ordinance of like how they're the FDA and what touches the face and the skin and the this. And so all those things, you know, I think we take it for granted sometimes how hard it is to become these professions because of the skill set that is required to do it and the compliance and that type of education. That being said, if that's what you want to be, go through and look at all the skill sets that are required and see how many of them you can complete and what's the best way to get them. And then, you know, to maintain a skill set, the most important thing is to do it, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. If you're a good singer, but you haven't sung in 10 years, like you can't.
It's
just
like a muscle.
Yeah. You have to try it. You have to be out there and doing the job and doing it. You know, on the job training to me is the most important thing. I remember like we had the old cliche of like, you know, you can't get this job. You don't have enough experience. How am I going to get experience
if
I
can't get the job?
But like, how do we do that? Right? At this point, it's going to be the skill sets. It's going to be the certifications you have. It's going to be the things that you know and the things that you've done and how you position that on your resume that'll get you in the door.
We're in summer now, so summer interns are happening everywhere. Internship, that's a great way to segue into something to just even find out, hey, is this you know, what I want to focus on? And the different, you know, people get degrees out there, but there's different variations of what you can do with that degree. And so one of the things that I always talk to those college graduates fresh out, find an internship. Find a organization that speaks to you and get that on-the-job training as well. Because Nowadays, internships just get exposed to so many different levels within an organization that before we were just, I consider, I guess, previous internships more like a journeyman, right? It's like, all right, you're a carpenter, that's it. And they peg you into that. Internships just, they give you an array because of all the diversity and inclusion that's happening now, the opportunities that are out there, the inclusivity that's out there. So take advantage for those that are listening and they're fresh out of college or about to graduate because it's graduation season. Take advantage of those internships, but do the research. Do the research on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? When you have an internship, that's when you get exposed to the senior leaders. Like, that's they right. have to be part of it.
Oh, yeah, they're greeting
like
you.
You get coaches, right. You get mentors. Like, there's a lot at stake to make an internship program successful.
Right. There's a lot of money invested in that, and they want you to succeed, and they want the program to be ongoing and successful as well.
Yeah. So, well, as you think about your skill sets and what you have, break them out into three buckets. What comes natural to you? What would you like to learn? And then what is required for you to do your job? And then break those down and see which ones you have gaps in, what you would like to fill. Think about who could coach or mentor you or what classes you could take. If you have a learning and development budget, is that something you could bring up to your manager to say, hey, you know what? I would love to learn how to be a coder, or I would like to follow this course and see what process I could do. Most companies have tuition reimbursement. The federal limit is typically, I want to say, $5,250. So look up the tuition reimbursement within your company. And if you can use that and go back to take a class at, you know, a community college or at a university here or near you, like, make the most of it so that that money really goes longer, further for you. There are usually contractual obligations for you to stay X amount of time after they've paid it. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely an option for you to see it, explore it, and see if you could take advantage of that program, because that is part of your benefits package.
Yeah, it's a door that's easily open for you that many never get the opportunity. So absolutely.
Well, thank you for joining us today at Corporate Cafecito. Nos vemos hasta la próxima. Yo soy Nayeli Suárez Gas.
Y yo soy Mario Rodríguez.
Corporate Cafecito was produced in beautiful downtown Oak Park at Boulevard Studio. Audio engineer and editor is Mike Mitchell.
We're available on every podcast platform.